When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you and not what somebody told you to do. And that's when all bets are off.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own.
Keep winning. As I always say, I am the host, Rashawn McDonald. I host this weekly Money Making Conversation Masterclass show. The interviews and information that this show provides is for everyone. And it's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. My guest is the newly appointed president of the Los Angeles chapter of the National Association of Black Accountants. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Kendall King. How you doing, Kendall?
I'm doing good. And, you know, everybody always, you know, with these intros makes me sound cooler than I think I am. But
well, guess what? In CPA, you pretty cool to me, my friend. You pretty cool to me because I don't even do my taxes. Okay. I have to have somebody like you do my taxes. That's been even with the easy form. I get nervous, Mr. King. So welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you know, you're in California. Did your world start in California? Where did you originally come from?
You know, I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio. So I was born in West Palm Beach, Florida, but I lived my life in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, I call home. After graduating high school, I went to Morehouse. So I did some time in Atlanta. And I graduated there, then started my career off in back and down in Florida, but didn't make it over to LA until 2018. So a few years. So I've been here, you know, going on 6 years, 7 years now.
HBCU. Why? Why did you attend an HBCU?
Man, look, I tell you this. I was literally, you know, top of the class, all the good stuff. And, you know, MIT, Harvard, all of them sending me letters to apply. I remember I didn't know about Morehouse at that time, but I went to a session, that was happening at John Hay, my high school. And at that time, you know, I was doing the Common App, you know, application to get into high school, into college. You know, with Morehouse, you can do the Common App and they'll take that. With Harvard and MIT, they just had all these other different like questions you had to, you know, talk about what type of dream did you have yesterday type thing, and just like really expand on that. And it was, for me, it was just like, man, I just got to keep jumping through all these hoops just to get in this joint. It didn't make no sense to me. Mm-hmm. And so for me, and then, you know, when I applied to, you know, Morehouse, they gave me a tuition scholarship. So it was like, not only is this is my people telling me that they want me, they see me, and they're willing to put their money where their mouth is with it. So that's, you know, the main, one of the main reasons for me. And it was like freezing cold in Cleveland and I had to leave.
Right. You know, it's really good. So let's talk about CPA, accounting in general. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. My degree is in mathematics. So again, just because I have a degree in mathematics doesn't mean accounting falls under that umbrella, because I'm telling you, there's a different level of respect for people who do accounting, and it's a super level of respect people who are CPAs. Was that a dream? Was that a goal? Is this something that you wanted to do all your life?
So it's interesting because, you know, I didn't really even know what a CPA was until I got into high school. Mm-hmm. But for me, you know, growing up, I love playing games. You know, I love entertainment and everything and all that. So, you know, playing Monopoly, playing, you know, Cash Flow, you know, different types of games like that. You know, I always had to be the banker. You know, I'm like, give me the money, let me do it. And so it was always intriguing to me, mind games, strategic puzzles, stuff like that. So for me, you know, and then growing up where I grew up and the circumstances that I had with my family, my mother, single mother, she had help every now and again, but basically she was kind of doing all that on her own. And, you know, so we have financial issues. And so it was always very apparent to me. I think it just combined that, hey, I want to get money right. And, you know, that was, you know, I'm smart and I can think, you know, critically. And, but honestly, at first I thought I wanted to be an architect. You know, my mother sat me down, was like, Kendall, you're good at math. You know how to do this here. And we literally Googled, careers that you need to be good at math in, and architecture was one of them. Mm-hmm. So I started there and realized I sucked at drawing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, this ain't for me. And so the next one on the list was accounting, took some classes, and I was like, oh, I can do this.
This is it. Well, you know, it's a beautiful thing because, like I said, I wandered around college for 7 years before I figured it out. So because I was just stumbling. I mean, I think about when I talk to people and I have individuals like you with an accounting background, people go, okay, Rashawn, you've had CPAs on the show before. You've had accounting tax experts on the show before. What makes Mr. King different? Well, because his brand centers around what I like to call and what he calls capital culture. Tell everybody what that is.
So capital culture, essentially, to, you know, the thought process is that it is, you know, usually I think people have this sense of what finance, what accounting, tax, like, is this all boring? It's all, you know, just suits and ties, long hours, you know, sure you have, you know, a good job, you make some, you know, some money, but it's boring. You know, where I feel like, the experiences that I've had is that it's really about the industries. It's really about the community that you decide to go to. And so me heavily being in the entertainment space, you know, when I say entertainment, I mean like production. So movies, TV shows, the content creators, gaming, stuff like that. You know, it especially within that type of culture, but also within the African-American Black culture as well. And so, you know, when I came up with capital culture, it's basically mixing all those things together and, you know, revolutionizing the way that we, you know, interact and see finance, accounting, and not just being this taboo thing that you don't want to talk about, but something that that's actually entertaining and something that, you know, you actually want to talk about and want to be in and want to, you know, be around.
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, I always try to do my research I always do a pre-call to my guests and just get a sense to understand how I think and my philosophies. And I went to capitalculturemedia.com and I saw pictures of Mary J. Blige on there. I saw stories by Dapper Dan and Pharrell and J.P. Morgan and Rihanna and Jermaine Dupri. And I called up Kendall and I went, Mr. King, you know, you got a lot of articles on your website. I always like to give advice. Are you afraid of any copyright infringement? Tell them what you told me, sir.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, definitely. You know, yeah, I remember that conversation was pretty funny. But, you know, I have shout out to, you know, my team and, you know, it's my brother-in-law, Jamal, and my sister, Kalina. So we are, you know, the engine behind that, you know. So, you know, Jamal and Kalina are the ones researching it, and we're creating these stories from scratch. So it's not like we're taking it from somewhere else and putting it on here. It's like, you know, the research is being done, and the connection as it relates to finance is being, you know, created. So it's not just, you know, we don't try to, you know, find out any, you know, oh, this is some gossip or anything like that. But we take things that are trending, you know, or things that are happening, and find a way to connect that culture with the capital, you know. So, you know, not just talking about stuff just to talk about it and to raise eyebrows or be a, you know, just like TMZ or anything, but actually, how does this, you know, impact, you know, people's pockets? How does it impact the economy and, you know, and figure it out that way? But yeah, it's a, you know, all homegrown. And honestly, most of that credit and work goes to, you know, to my team, Jamal and Kalina, who put that together.
Yeah, because like, you know, I had to let him know. And he said, Rashawn, calm down. We good. He said, we have a subscription where we get a license, these photos, because that happens. Because, again, you know, we have to understand that I've never seen this done before the way he's doing it. You know, this is an individual, CPA background. He's merging entertainment and finance together. That's something that's unprecedented. And he's also going another step by creating the stories on this website that he feels will be relatable to your thought process, seeing about trademark infringement, copyright infringements, lawsuits, all these things that in the IP world, and you hear that word a lot, especially when you're moving into AI, quote unquote, artificial intelligence. That is what you're talking about, and that's what you're referencing, and that's your motivation, correct, sir?
Yeah, so that, you hit it right on the head. Anything that is, you know, involved in entertainment, all those issues and problems, you know, bringing it and trying to make it as digestible as possible. I also have a podcast called Hollywood Accounting, which also goes into it, you know, just at a level of me just speaking to it, you know, but, you know, talking about gaming lawsuits and, you know, content creator deals, you know, moving into, you know, into new media and being accepted and, you know, going into a higher level than just posting things on Instagram or YouTube. But, you know, as it relates to, you know, AI, crypto, you know, all that stuff, and just tech in general, you know, it's historically, you know, people who aren't informed to get left behind. And so I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to, you know, have, you know, people who are subscribing essentially to the same thought and same beliefs that I have to get left behind either. And so that's why it's been very important to me to make sure that I'm staying on top of it as much as possible. And that I'm also, you know, sharing that information, you know, how I can.
Wow. You know, the thing about it that I appreciate it, and his name is spelled K-E-N-D-A-L-E, correct? Kendale King. And you're based in Los Angeles. Just been named president of the Black Accountants of California Accountant Association. Why is that important to you to have that role in your life now, Kendale?
Yeah, I think, it's a big role because, again, accounting, you know, in general, again, is already a career that's looked at as not fun, you know, avoiding it as much as possible. And so that's just the general sentiment. So imagine, you know, the inclusion of, you know, Black and brown people in the space too. I believe I read that there was a statistic that the percentage of CPAs out there that are Black are less than 3 or 4%, you know, in the world, you know, and there's hundreds of thousands of CPAs. So it's that type of, those type of statistics that, you know, are alarming to me, because we need to understand finance in order to do literally anything else. If, you know, especially if you want to have a business, and, you know, a lot of time now people are want to be entrepreneurs and they want to, you know, push forward. But if they don't have any understanding of finances, or even somebody that they know and trust that, you know, also has that, you know, we really need to do better of, you know, putting our people in place to be educated and to, you know, learn this stuff. And so that's a big thing that I want to do. Not only am I the president of the National Association of Black Accountants out here for the LA chapter, you know, in California, I'm also on the board of the California Society of CPAs. And, you know, what I'm trying to do with those positions is, again, push and educate and try and solve this pipeline problem where, you know, people are seeing that there's a very big, you know, drop in interest in getting into the accounting, you know, space in the accounting field. And so, you know, where I'm trying to fit in is, again, doing what I can to show them that, hey, it's not all just tax returns and long hours and, you know, boring nights and everything. There's also, you know, fun, you know, depending on what you decide to do. And, you know, bringing gamified education and gamified events is kind of the thing that, you know, I'm kind of bringing to, you know, everything.
Wow.
Trying to make it fun.
You're doing a fantastic job. Speaking to Kendale King, he's educated us. He's combining finance and entertainment. Something that, you know, you would never see it that way. He's letting us know that numbers can be fun and you can make a lot of money, but you need to understand the process and be aware of all the pitfalls that go along with it. That's where capitalculturemedia.com is being made available. When we come back, some more interesting information. One of the things is, why should people care about crypto AI? When we come back, Kendale King will let us know. Don't go nowhere. You're listening to Rushon McDonald, Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rushon McDonald.
On my show today is the president of the Los Angeles chapter of the National Association of Black Accountants, Kendale King. And before I left and went to break, I brought up something, crypto. We hear it a lot. There's venues named after crypto, websites, AI. Let's divide it first. Let's start with crypto. What exactly is crypto, Kendale?
Yeah, so crypto, you know, another term for, you know, just the overarching, you know, technology, digital assets, blockchain. But essentially, at the end of the day, it is a way where, you know, the blockchain is allowing you to interact with monetary transactions with one another. And that's the basic most way I can say it. But and the reason why is something that is powerful now is because, you know, it's something that allows you to interact with people through different borders. There's, you know, having control of your own money instead of putting it into banks. Obviously, if you're, you know, putting it on a, you know, like a Coinbase or something like that, then obviously you're still using intermediaries. But there's ways where you can really own your own assets into your own wallet and have full control over that. And it's really just, in my opinion, it's the way of the future. And it's something that you don't want to be left behind in. And I know, again, that there's a bunch of confusion and everything out there, but it really does is really going to serve people well to just educate themselves just a little bit to be able to understand how to interact with it.
Now, that's another area, like you said, CPAs, where people of color, especially Black people, are not aware of it, don't understand it. You know, we're trailing in the credit game. We're trailing in the game to get loans for our small businesses, let alone trying to understand what crypto is. Then they start dancing in with AI. And AI is a whole new ball of wax that we need to get a clear grip on or understanding on it. What is your definition of what AI is?
So artificial intelligence, essentially at the end of the day, is a machine, you know, program that is allowing you to, you know, that it is, how do I say this? I'm trying to say this as easily as possible. It's able to perform tasks that, like, regular human intelligence, you know, can be done with it with a machine. And it's done at super fast speeds. I am a big user of ChatGPT specifically, and where I use it the most within the accounting space is really automating certain tasks or, you know, helping me think, you know, out certain thoughts of, hey, I have this question, you know, instead of using Google, which was my best friend before, you know, and I would just search like, hey, you know, what's this? Or tell me about that, you know, or does this thing exist? You know, you can go on to ChatGPT or other, you know, types of, you know, websites and programs to basically ask your questions, and they can really help you think things through. And that's just really that's scratching the surface. Obviously, you can then, you know, you get into, you know, higher level AI where they're creating pictures out of words and, you know, doing seven, like, these complicated math problems and, you know, everything like that. But, you know, for me, again, at the very base level, I'm using it to speed up mundane tasks or having some type of thing that I can, you know, kind of spitball things with. And they write stuff for me, you know, pretty quickly. It's easy to say, hey, here's my idea. Write this out. Give me an outline. And then I can start, you know, putting in my thoughts.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about it with your CPA background, and I want to give another note. When he was talking about the small number of Black people who are involved in the CPA industry. What does your wife do, sir?
My wife is also a CPA.
You kind of like hoarding them there. You hoarding them under your house.
Yes. And we actually just had a son in January.
Congratulations.
And, you know, well, Thank you. And, you know,
how can that son not be a CPA? I mean, it's a legacy he's building here now. He's probably
that's a Morehouse man CPA right there.
I love it. You know, the thing I love about talking to you, Kendall, is that, you know, there's a degree of frustration. Not saying that's a bad thing because of the fact that you're on this show to help us out, educate us, give us platforms that you're personally building. You have a podcast that you're personally hosting. You have a website called capitalculturemedia.com that the information on that website, whether it's from Taylor Swift information, whether it's information about Pharrell and his conflict with this singer Pink, whether it's Terrence Howard and his legal lawsuits with the CAA. All this information is put out there in the general public. What he's doing that I love about it, he's getting rid of the gossip side of it, because that's what a lot of it is. It becomes clickbait. But his is about information. It's about the financial literacy of it all. And that's where I want to go. The importance of financial literacy. Speak to us, Kendall.
Yep. So again, I think it again, real quick, just even on the articles that we're posting, again, all credit and everything to, you know, to my brother-in-law, Jamal, who really spends most of all of his time, to, you know, putting that stuff together, and my sister, Kalina, who, you know, they work together to put all that stuff together. I provided the vision, I provided the, you know, the direction, and they really executed on, you know, on doing a lot of that. And so, you know, again, kudos to them. Really, you know, thanks for, you know, building that platform with me and, you know, seeing that through. But all in all, you know, I think we are all understanding the, you know, the issue of financial literacy. And I think you can see other platforms out there that have grown over the years, like Earn Your Leisure, for example, who saw tremendous growth and success during the pandemic. But, you know, being able to put that on the forefront and, you know, in certain neighborhoods and certain communities, talking about finances was a hush hush. Don't do that. You know, let's, you know, not, you know, let's not push that. You know, let's not talk about that. You know, if bills don't get paid the way they need to, you know, I can, you know, my mother has told me stories of how, you know, in the past, you know, our family, you know, previous generations, you know, when checks were a big thing of, you know, bouncing checks and, you know, trying to kite them, you know, to the next week and, you know, and doing all we can to, you know, getting the loan to, you know, the whole robbing Peter to pay Paul type of situation. And, you know, it's really just because, you know, historically, you know, there's been a real big effort systematically to prevent education in general, to, you know, the Black folks, but even specifically, you know, as it relates to finances and, you know, accumulating wealth. And so at this day and age where we're able, luckily, and, you know, definitely, you know, from the efforts of, you know, the people who came before us, we have a little bit, you know, a lot more freedom and a lot more opportunities than, you know, we've been given in the past. And so it is our duty to make sure that we are being as literate as we can when it comes to finances, because that's going to be a major, you know, solution for us to be able to succeed individually as a family unit and as a people.
Well, it's important that knowing the numbers, you know, my guess, mm-hmm. as a child, he liked playing with the numbers. A lot of people were out there playing in the mud. He playing with the numbers. Wanted to be a banker. He had Monopoly. He wanted to control the numbers. And he followed mm-hmm. that passion. And I appreciate the fact that, you know, you tried other things before you found your lane, which I think is important people hear that, is that, you know, this is what you want to do, correct, King?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Now, as we close out here, how can we get in touch with you? I know I mentioned the website a lot, which is really great. I think people should at least go over there, and I'm sure it has contact us type information. How can we? You mentioned your podcast, Hollywood Accounting Podcast, which people can find. How can we get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can definitely find me on LinkedIn, Kendall King, CPA. I'm probably the only one. and then also on Instagram, you know, my handle is Real Kendall King, so R-E-A-L Kendall King. And also have a YouTube channel as well, Kendall King. But yeah, I'm definitely, again, there hasn't been too many Kendall Kings out there, so honestly a Google search will probably, you know, uncover me too.
Right.
So that's the best way to get in contact, I would say, for sure, LinkedIn or Instagram.
My friend, it's been fantastic. Thank you for reaching out to me, and thank you for educating me. And more importantly, your website, man, is educating us all. It's a blog in a sense, because it's constantly updated. It's constantly reminding us that there's a fine line between gossip and finances, and he crosses that line with his website. He crosses that line in a very detailed manner with financial literacy with his podcast. Thank you for coming on my show, Kendall King.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Cool. This has been another edition of Money Making Conversation Masterclass, hosted by me, Rashawn McDonald. I want to thank my guests. You heard Donald Lamar. You heard Kendall King. And thank you, our listening audience. Join us next week. And remember to always lead with your gifts. Keep winning.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media, Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.